I think by default, we are authentic. You know, you are born into this world as a child being super fucking authentic in yourself, right? And everyone loves that about a child. But also, it could be very fucking annoying. You know, I guess it depends where you are and how much a child might trigger you based on your own trauma responses. But anyways, this is not about that. We are authentic by nature, and we only go into inauthenticity when we feel like our authentic self isn't enough, or that there's something wrong with it, or that it's not okay, or we're afraid that our authentic self is going to trigger someone in some way. So we hide that as a way to protect ourselves, or, and I think maybe this is more the likely cause, that we aren't really aware of, and why we choose personas and authenticity every day. It's like we're trying to get a certain result. Actually, the other reasons I mentioned might be equally likely, but anyways, you know, we're trying to get a certain result. So, and we're like, well, if I, you know, kind of chameleon myself this way to this person in a way that I feel like they'll like me better and more likely going to get them to have the response that I want them to have in order for me to get something, then I'm going to be fake or put on a persona or act in a certain way. Perhaps that's not your genuine truth. As a way, almost, you could say, or maybe not even almost, as completely to manipulate the other person to get what you want. And perhaps it's just me talking about it from my own experience, and you are not as of a fearful, scared child as I am, feeling the need to manipulate others to feel safe and to get what I want because by my traumas or perhaps something else I am blaming myself on, that I feel like I need to do this. And it's something I'm trying to fix. Feels like I'm trying to confess to you, but that's not my intention. And it's like, if we do things, and this is a pattern that I've noticed as well, if we do things out of inauthenticity to get a certain result, if you act in a certain way in order to make... Okay, so this is something I do. I just want to share a little thing. You know, I'm very good at picking up other people's... feelings, especially their insecurities and their fears. So and especially when the other person seems to be putting on like a mask or a persona to actually hide that, you know, they're putting on this like tough, confident guy kind of look, image or whatever, when underneath they're actually really scared and insecure. And I can usually feel and see into the insecurity straight away. But instead of me actually addressing that and being truthful, I also play a fake version of myself to match their fake version of themselves, because I know, well, I don't know, but I'm afraid that if I really touch upon and, you know, kind of admit and bring to awareness the insecurity, they're going to get really fucking triggered and lash out at me. And I don't want that energy being lashed out at me because I'm afraid myself, right? So I played this kind of like a weaker, more submissive, dumber version of myself, as if I truly buy that their mask is their true self. And I play into that just so that they feel comfortable, just so that maybe I'm trying to get a result out of them. But then it's like me doing that, I feel really disgusting and weak because I'm playing a lesser version of myself out of fear, you know, because I feel like, you know, I'm so attached to how they think of me or a result I'm trying to get out of them that I feel like unless I'm fake, I can't get the life I want. But see, this is the fucking crux of it, you know, the paradox. It's like every time you do something out of inauthenticity, out of fear, in order to get a certain result, the result never... it never really works out because you know you've bullshitted yourself. Or it's like the result you get is a bullshit result because in the process of you getting to the result, you were being bullshit. You know, and it's like everything we do in life in a way is a manifestation of our internal world, right? So it's like if you are outputting bullshit into the world in order to receive, you know, gold from the world, like it doesn't work like that. You know, the universe is this like... beautiful or, you know, neutral, perfect in a way, mirror reflection machine, and whatever you put out ultimately gets reflected back towards you. So if you are inputting bullshit into a result that you're trying to get, well, guess what? You're going to get reflected back a bullshit result. So that's kind of all I wanted to say. And well, I guess the perhaps encouraging message that maybe you wanted to take away from this little episode is that try your best to be authentic. And it's like the cheesiest, easiest thing to say, just be yourself. But it's like the most difficult, fucking hardest thing out there, man. Well, at least for me. And I feel like if you're really able to connect with your authenticity, your truth, your divine power, your power to God, to the Pleroma, and not the Demiurge, and you genuinely act from that, I think whatever you do is going to be divine, and things are going to work out in your favor. You know, obviously don't do it to a stubborn degree where you're deluding yourself into thinking you're being authentic when in fact you're just being fearful. And, you know, it's really fucking hard. It's really fucking hard to actually know and be authentic in a way. And I think it takes a lot of practice and nuance and knowing yourself. But let's say you genuinely do it correctly, if that's the right word to use, then I think everything, every result that you get out of that will be fucking meaningful and authentic and genuine and divine in a way, because you are acting out of divinity, your authenticity, which I feel like can be interchanged pretty much. So I would say, and maybe this is just advice to myself, maybe this won't apply to you, but maybe it will, that to live your life in the most authentic way possible, because everything you get back from the universe is going to be the most authentic and divine thing. And the moment you act out of fear and into bullshit out of authenticity, well, that's what you're going to get back. And it's like you might try really hard and like prostrate yourself to a certain way, to a certain person to get a thing. And it's like, well, yeah, you might get it. You might be successful in what you're getting. But chances are what you're going to get is just going to further reinforce your own bullshit. And maybe for a while you feel like that's okay, but it's going to get to a certain point where you're like, okay, I bullshitted myself to get to this point, and I thought it would be really great. But actually, after a while, it just doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel true. It just feels like I'm living a fucking lie. And look, I don't know what your threshold for falsities are in your own system, but for me, it's very low to almost an annoying degree. And it's like, if I feel like I'm being inauthentic past my threshold, it's just like, I just don't feel like life is worth living. So for me, at the very least, I tell myself to be authentic. And I always say that, like, for me, and it's not, this is the absolute truth, because I think, you know, ultimately, everything works a little bit differently for everyone. You got to find out your own truth. But maybe if we can say that the truth is a constant thing everyone should aim towards, then yes, I would also encourage you to find your truth. And I hope you do find your way and find meaning and all the positive adjectives that you want in your life to live your life as. Because you deserve it. Well, you deserve it if you deserve it, right? Okay.